Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast, the podcast designed to give you the latest health information and the tools to experience optimal wellness. Our medical system is not designed as a wellness medical system. It's designed as an illness system, great for emergencies and crises, emergency repair, but terrible at wellness, terrible at keeping people healthy and having them experience what it's like to literally never have to get sick. And I speak from personal experience. There's so much knowledge now out there thanks to the web. It gets a little tricky because some of it is nonsense. And sorting through what's real and not real. If you haven't seen the new Spider-Man, you'll know what I'm talking about. But I'm not going to give away anything. So, how do you sort out what's real and what's not? And what are the tools? Well, one of the best tools is to follow the dollar. Who's supporting it? There are sites on there that supposedly give you objective health information, but when you look at who sponsors the site and why they tend to be anti-supplementation, figure it out. Now, I was speaking to someone today about how come you only see negative studies. You very rarely see a positive nutrition intervention study in a mainstream journal that's going to reach mainstream medicine, such as Lancet or the British Journal of Medicine. This B vitamin, this certain thing, well, you won't see it. Just the way it is. So people have to sort out on the web and do experimentation. And I think the great thing is we now have the tools to experiment. And we can use our bodies to experiment and see what works and what doesn't work. I just spoke to one of my clients who has diabetes type 1 and takes insulin. And now they have this device you put on your arm and with Wi-Fi, and it measures your sugar every time you want it. And so I asked her an interesting question. Have you seen some surprising food results? And she backed up what I had said in a previous podcast. This nutrition scientist decided for himself to do, blood sugar testing. And he found that when he ate oatmeal, it's supposed to be great, got fiber in it and whatnot, his blood sugar went way, way up. Well, there are probably lots of things that individually might affect your blood sugar. And, unless you're really concerned about your blood sugar, I don't think it's the biggest issue, but it just points out how different foods might affect people differently. And so this whole concept of health food should be changed to health food for me. And one of the easiest ways to me originally to lose clients was to ask them to keep a health food diary. And guess what? They didn't keep it, didn't come back because they didn't want to keep a health food. Well, not health food, but a food diary. And so imagine when they're doing these nutrition studies based on people keeping food diaries, how much lying is going on. And so the studies often are very, very biased. Yes, as I said in previous podcasts, there are general rules that make absolute sense. And adding lots of plant-based foods because they have lots of phytonutrients in them, lots of things we didn't even know how to measure yet. And that makes sense. But of all the chemicals that are added in processed foods been really tested? No. Especially the mixture. Let's assume they tested an individual compound that's added to the food. Processed foods I'm talking about. What happens when you add a bunch of them? It's the same thing with pharmaceuticals. You know, you can take one pharmaceutical and you take another pharmaceutical and you take another pharmaceutical and you have polypharmacy and you can have toxicity of all three because of the interaction. So the interaction in whole foods makes absolute sense because nature designed it, and we've had experience with different ingredients in whole food that counteract what might be a poison or toxin or something in the food, but then there's something good that counteracts it. That's the whole idea of whole food. But when you isolate the foods, it gets very, 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 very complicated. And so my message again in this podcast is to motivate you to listen to your body, eat whole foods, and explore the whole area of nutraceuticals, hopefully with an expert who has the experience and the knowledge base of seeing what happens biochemically, and look to that. Or look at least to an integrative physician who's going to include this as part of your health program. No one denies the benefit of traditional medicine for certain issues. But, I mean, what a wonderful miracle that, you know, the AIDS drugs did what they did. Miraculous. So, anyone who's doing alternative, integrative, who's against some of the wonderful things that come from mainstream medicine is mistaken. But there's lots to be gotten from integrative alternative medicine. Integrative meaning the whole person system. And at the same time, you know, we have integrative alternative, looking at all sorts of different options and possibilities and seeing what works. And remember, the problem, they always say, well, there's no test for this. We don't have a lot of tests. Who's going to pay for the test? There's a test done on broccoli seed ingredient in breast cancer. And because of certain political connections to NIH, who can be very stingy in certain grants in this area, that study cost $500,000, and it showed that sulforaphane from broccoli seed, or actually they use broccoli sprout. They use a seed product. And what happened is the sulforaphane from the seed product got into the breast tissue and helped kill the cancer cells, which we've known for decades. Absolute decades we've known this. And there's so much to be found in the alternative world. And I think the internet has helped a lot. And I'm very, very happy, you know, despite some of the quack products that are out there that don't make any sense at all. There's so much good information, things like ginger for pain and celery. Celery, now I was surprised. A lot of people have been telling me, because I get a lot of client feedback, you know, how wonderful celery is, and they're doing celery juice. Well, okay. And I did a couple of searches, and then I spoke to Dr. Liz, my colleague and friend, and she said, yes, she tests heavy metals. And she definitely saw a difference in the detoxification of heavy metals, arsenic and lead and mercury. How wonderful. So yes, it seems that we have a big, wonderful population experiment of people trying things and seeing what works and then sharing it and then seeing if people can replicate that result, which is what science was supposed to be about. You do a scientific experiment, and then you see how many other scientists can follow exactly what you did and replicate the result. Well, now we have lots of people testing things and other people are replicating the results. So I think it's an exciting time for health information. As I said, part of my purpose is podcast and website information is to share this with you so you can stay up to date if you don't have the time to delve into this. One of my favorites now in summertime, and I'll leave you with this one, is dark cherries. And there are some good anti-inflammation studies on the dark cherries, what they call the polyphenols. It gives it that color. And whether sweet cherries would work the same, I don't know. It seems that the study was done by cherry growers who specialize in dark cherries. The nice thing is, there were no side effects like these TV commercials. They, you know, ask your doctor about this drug and, you know, and then they list 18 billion side effects. You know, your toes will fall off. You'll probably die. On and on and on and on. How wonderful. I can't wait to ask my doctor about this. And when I ask my doctor about it, you can imagine the comment. Okay. But there were no warning labels on the dark cherries. There were no warning labels on the celery. There's no particular warning levels on the ginger. Just take it with a lot of water because it can give you some burpees. So most of the great whole foods do not come with warning labels. Like I said, unless you're allergic to peanuts or you have, you know, some anaphylactic, you know, terrible allergic reaction to something, which you probably would have discovered by now. No warning level. No warning. No warning labels. So this is pre-July 4th. I wish all my clients and listeners a happy, healthy 4th. Remember, if you're going to barbecue, marinate. Take some Vitalica broccoli seed. Take some fruits. Keep it moist. And you'll avoid the advanced glycation end products that come from high temperature cooking. But will a little bit of a barbecue do you in? No. So, if that's what you choose, enjoy it. Please share this podcast with your friends. It motivates me to do more podcasts. And thank you so much for listening. This is Steve Halpern.